USA Radio News.
The Dow was not in the holiday spirit as it lost 653 points. But not to worry, says incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
The fundamentals of the economy are still great. Yes, the stock market is down. We both know it goes up and down. Unemployment is still at historic lows. Capital investment is still high. Business confidence is high. GDP is still solid, so the fundamentals are still good.
A natural disaster has the Red Cross and other relief organizations scrambling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Rescue efforts continue in Indonesia, where over 300 people are dead after a tsunami that was sparked by an underwater volcano. About 1,000 people are injured.
Actor Kevin Spacey is facing charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a teenager back in 2016. The victim was reportedly the son of a former TV news anchor in Boston. Spacey is set to be in court on felony charges on January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There's no end in sight for the partial government shutdown, and President Trump is in Washington, D.C., celebrating Christmas with his family at the White House. Negotiations between top Democrats and the White House are ongoing, but the earliest possibility for a vote will likely be Thursday. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News one of the things that should really tick you off regarding this partial government shutdown.
I think shutdowns are more hype than reality. I think the thing that should upset the American people is that it actually costs more to shut it down because we always pay the people for not working. So they'll declare 80% of the people up here unessential, meaning they don't have to show up for work, but we always pay them. I don't understand that. They're unessential.
Pope Francis is urging Catholics in more prosperous countries to lead a simpler life. In a Christmas Eve Mass at the Vatican, the Pope reminded worshipers that Jesus was born in poverty. He said that should remind people to reflect on their own greed and search for the real meaning of life. The Pope has spent a lot of time focusing on the poor and downtrodden during his five-year papacy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
Ask yourself, when you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, ask yourself the following question: have you been hit by a truck? If the answer is yes, then you don't have the flu. But if the answer is no, you haven't been hit by a truck and you have all that stuff, then you likely have the flu, which can sometimes feel like you may have been hit by a truck. So it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu. You have a different virus. Most times when a patient goes to their doctor with symptoms of what sounds like the flu, the doctor will take a history and exam and that examination, and she will often say, yes, I agree, you most likely have the flu, and this is what you need to do. It's in rare instances that we need to actually swab a patient to know with certainty. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably not the flu.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.